Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we're going to be talking about a very interesting guy. The title of the article is The Man Who Hears Color. Which, yeah, that sounds quite interesting. I'm quite curious to see what the article's about. So, I mean, do you think it's possible to hear color? Like, when you listen to music, do you get an idea of what color the music is?
Not really. I mean, I definitely have, like, images of what I feel or, like, what pops up in my head when I listen to the song. But
can you give an example?
Like, if I'm hearing a happy song, mm-hmm. I think of, like, bubbly things or, like, sunshine and clouds. But I don't know about color. I wouldn't know what the color red might sound like or black.
When I was younger, I used to get the feeling, not with, like, instrument music, but if it's, like, electronic music, man, or a computer, that some things sounded more either a type of blue or a type of yellow.
Interesting.
But, I mean, this is certainly not what this guy is experiencing, because the guy we're going to talk about actually was born colorblind. We'll explain that when we get to the article. But he's used a special kind of technology to hear colors. And if that sounds pretty unbelievable, then sit tight and we'll read through the article, find out more about it, then come back and discuss some of the English in it. Neil Harbison was born completely colorblind. Throughout his formative years, Harbison saw nothing but black and white images. But at age 21, a cybernetics inventor, Adam Montandon, helped to change Harbison's perception forever. Montandon developed a small device which allowed Harbison to hear color. The machine, which they call an eyeborg, uses a small camera to detect light. It then translates the light waves, which correspond to various colors, into pitches. The person wearing the eyeborg then hears these sounds through headphones. Harbison was astonished the first time he strapped the device on his head. Within weeks, he learned all of the color pitch associations. Then, something amazing happened. He started to feel colors like they were emotions. Harbison now considers the device a part of his body and wears it every waking moment, which effectively makes him a cyborg. Harbison has found many incredible uses for his ability to hear colors. He often visits museums to hear classic paintings by Picasso and other artists. Trips to the supermarket are like visiting a nightclub, as he hears electronic melodies while walking down every aisle. Harbison even uses the process in reverse, translating popular songs into colorful paintings. Inspired by how the device has improved his life, he's encouraging others to get in on the act. In 2010, Harbison founded the Cyborg Foundation, a group that encourages people to improve and extend their senses by adding technology to their bodies, with the hope that they can also enjoy an enhanced version of reality. Hey guys, welcome back. So that was the article about the man who hears color. So Tiffany, what do you think of all this?
I think it's really interesting because fortunately, we can see color and we don't really have any disabilities. So it's really difficult for us to kind of think about it in his shoes and think about what it must be like.
Yeah. I mean, how do you explain, like, someone says, what's blue? And you go, well, you know, like the sea or the sky.
Right.
But for that person, it's like, no, it's gray. It's, you know, it's mm-hmm. dark. It's light. I can't tell what color blue is. So how do you explain something like that?
Well, let's read our article and then maybe we can learn more.
Yeah.
About
well, we can try and understand how it works.
All right, so Neil Harbison was born completely colorblind, and throughout his formative years, Harbison saw nothing but black and white images. So here we see our first word, colorblind, which means that you aren't able to see any colors. Throughout his formative years, or formative, here we mean it means the years in your life where you are learning the basic foundations such as English, math, shapes, and colors.
Yeah, like so your developing years, really, yeah. Your early years, usually.
From like when you're a baby to maybe when you're in maybe middle school. Mm-hmm. I would call that your formative years.
Yeah.
He saw nothing but black and white images, so he doesn't know what the color of the sky is or what rainbows look like.
Okay, the article goes on to say that at age 21, a cybernetics inventor called Adam Montandon helped to change Harbison's perception forever. So here we see the word cybernetics. Now, this is a little complicated, but cybernetics is the study, the science of using mechanical and electronic systems to either replace a body part or work with a body part. So the most obvious example is maybe someone who has lost an arm in an accident and they get like a metal or more likely a robot arm. So that would be cybernetics. So a cybernetic arm would be like an arm that was a robot. You could have maybe a cybernetic leg or maybe even like a cybernetic eye, possibly. Mm. So this guy is a cybernetics inventor. So he works in this technology and he changed Harbison's perception. So perception is your ability to perceive, to understand something. So by changing his perception, he's changing the way Harbison understands the world, specifically in this case, colors.
Mm-hmm. So the article goes on to say, Montandon developed a small device which allowed Harbison to hear color. So this inventor, Montandon, he created a device which is an electronic or a medical thing made for a specific purpose. So, for example, we can say smartphones or even cell phones, they are considered as devices because they were built to keep people communicating from far distances.
Yeah, or playing Candy Crush Saga, whichever.
Yeah.
So the machine that was invented, the machine, which they call an iBorg, uses a small camera to detect light. So I guess the word iBorg is like a mixture of I and cyborg. And what it does, it then translates the light waves, which correspond to various colors, into pitches. If you translate something, you change that thing from one form to another. And the most obvious example is a telephone. So a telephone will translate sounds you make into an electronic message, a signal, that is then sent to another phone. And that other phone translates their electronic signal back into sounds so people at the other end can hear you. And that's how a telephone works. So here, it's translating light waves or just waves of light, how light moves through the air, into pitches, into sounds.
Mm. So it corresponds to various colors. And here, correspond means to be close in similarity or to match and agree with something. So here this iBorg detects light, and what it does is it changes the light waves into a message so that Harbison can understand. And that's because the light waves try to match the colors and turn it into pitches or sounds for Harbison to hear.
Yeah, so it could be like red is blue is something like that.
Right, so next the article then says, the person wearing the iBorg then hears these sounds through headphones. Okay, so I guess what happens is he has to wear, I guess it's already inside his eye, right? Like it's already connected to his body. And what he has to do is he has to put on a special headphone or maybe an earpiece. And that way he can tell which color is which and what sound this color makes.
Yeah, exactly. So it says Harbison was astonished the first time he strapped the device to his head. If you're astonished, it means you're amazed. You're very surprised. You're like, wow. So you could say, I was astonished to see that I had scored 100 on the math test. And to be honest, I would be astonished because I'm not great at math.
Same here. So good job.
Yeah. So, and when you strap something, it says he strapped the device to his head. If you strap something to something else, you fasten or secure it with a narrow strip of flexible material. So the most obvious example would be in a car seat belt or a belt in an airplane. And you use a strap, which is the belt, to kind of put yourself in and make sure you don't jump out of your seat.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next, the article then says, within weeks, he learned all of the color pitch associations. So then something amazing happened. He started to feel colors like they were emotions.
Wow.
So within weeks, when he got used to it, he started to learn what each color was and what the pitch for that sound was. So association here means a connection between maybe a person or an organization. So in this sentence, he made a connection between the pitch and the color.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, we can also say, according to some studies, babies can make an association to their mother's voice and make it respond while they're inside their belly.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So they hear the mum talking, they go, that sound means my mum's talking, and right. I'll do something else. So, yeah, it's like working out the meanings. This means this, which is pretty cool. So he can now hear all these different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
He can hear all these colours as sounds, rather. So Harbison now considers the device a part of his body and wears it every waking moment. So that every waking moment means all the time. You know, whenever he's awake, he wears it. Okay, so you could also say, Rick was so in love with Emma, he thought about her every waking moment. So whenever he's awake, he's thinking about her. And because he wears it every waking moment, the article says, which effectively makes him a cyborg. And a cyborg stands for cybernetic organism, cyborg. And what it means is part human, part robot. Okay, so if you use a robot thing all the time, a mechanical thing like this, you're a cyborg. And if you think of movies, there are lots of movies about cyborgs. The Terminator series, for example.
Oh, right.
They are part human, because they've got skin and muscle and blood, but part robot, which is the kind of metal bits underneath.
Right. And I also can think of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you could think of that. Basically, any movies which have a sort of robot going on that's not just a metal robot. If it looks and acts and talks like a human, it's got human parts, it's a cyborg.
Great.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break now and listen to our Chinese teacher. Then we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第11单元。好，我们要谈一个特别的人物。这个人物呢，对于颜色的辨别不是用看的，而是用听的。我们就来看看这究竟是怎么一回事。好，这个人呢，他其实一出生就色盲 ,colorblind。因为色盲，所以他其实眼中所看到的只有黑跟白。好，提到这个在他成长的时期，英文呢就是 formative years。那在这个成长时期，他只看到黑白的世界。诶，不过到他21岁的时候，奇迹出现咯。那时候有一位神经机械发明家 Cybernetics Inventor， 这个人啊，他呢帮他永远改变了他的感知能力。 Perception 是指一个人的感知感受，他永远呢改变了他感受这个世界的方式。我们就来看他说到呢，这个 Montanen 他发展出了一个有一种机器小装置，这个小装置呢，他们称它为机械眼，中文叫机械眼，这是英文它里面引号的 eyeball， 用这个机械眼就是用一个小小的照相机然后来侦测光线。那为什么要这样做？他后面就讲到，因为他会把这种 light waves 测到光线的光波，然后把它怎么样呢？还用到一个动词 translate。 translate 本来是翻译，当然这边指的就是一个转换的过程，它把这种光波呢给转换了。那提到刚刚这个光波啊，光波它其实它会对不同的颜色的光波做出不同的感应，然后把它 translate 也是转换成为 pitches 音调，换句话说从颜色变成音调。然后如果你戴着这个机械眼，这样子的话就可以透过你头上戴的耳机听见了这些的声音。好，这是不是很神奇呢？不过我们要往下看，你听到声音跟它颜色之间的连结。这边就说到了，这个人叫 Harbison， 他第一次他头上戴着这个装置的时候，他整个人是吓了一跳，因为在那没有几个礼拜之内，他竟然就学会了这种颜色跟音调之间的关联。想想看，他并没有真的看到，他是感受到不同的音调，然后因为这些不同的音调，他知道其实这是某一个颜色，然后这些连结他在几个礼拜之内就发现了。然后再来呢，就有令人惊奇的事情发生。我们看到他说，他开始可以感受到颜色，就像你感受情绪一般。 而 Harbison 呢，他现在是认为说这个装置根本就是他身体的一部分，而且呢，他只要醒过来，眼睛一张开，他就会要戴上它。好，讲到只要你醒着，每一个醒着的时刻 ，every waking moment， 那因为这样子的话，他戴上它，这好像可以说他就像是一个半机械人。看到这个 cyborg， 其实所谓的 cyborg 是指一个靠着机械装置然后维持生命的人。不过对他这个人 Harbison 来说，这个情形就是好像是一个半机械人一样。
Now let's listen to some music.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're talking about the article which is called The Man Who Hears Color. And this is about a guy who was colorblind, but someone invented an electronic device for him which allows him to hear colors as sounds, and also he's now feeling them like they were emotions. And he's kind of now wearing this at every waking moment. So whenever he's awake, he puts on this device, which is called an eyeborg,And he can now experience colors like everybody else. In fact, probably better than everyone else.
Probably. And I think it's a really wonderful invention because he wasn't born with the ability to see colors. Mm-hmm. And now there's this wonderful technology that helps him actually, enjoy. I guess like seeing colors is something really joyful. Because like when you see something like red or yellow or orange, you feel happier. Mm-hmm. Whereas you see something blue, you might feel sad. So luckily he can kind of experience the same things that people can as well.
Yeah, I actually did a little bit of research about this guy. It doesn't mention it in the article, but he's actually a piano player. He's actually a trained classical musician, which probably helped him a lot when he was learning all the associations between the colors and the sounds. Being a skilled musician, this is probably perfect for him since he understands music and now he understands kind of sounds and colors together. Mm-hmm. So let's keep reading the article.
All right, so the article says, Harbison has found many incredible uses for his ability to hear colors. He often visits museums to hear classic paintings by Picasso and other artists. Okay, so for us, when we go to museums or when we look at paintings or...other forms of art, we just think, it looks nice.
Yeah,
we don't really appreciate the type of, like, the color and the thought put into each painting. So for him, he's able to look at these colors, hear it, and appreciate it in a different way.
Yeah. Do you know that painting, The Scream?
Yes.
Do you think he actually hears a scream when he looks at it?
I would love to ask him that.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to just be able to experience this, you know, even if it was for a day, you know, just to see, you know, I'm going to go and look at the Mona Lisa. I wonder what that sounds like, you know, because everyone says her smile's kind of weird. So does she sound kind of weird as well when you look at it?
Yeah, or like what kind of music is playing in the background?With that whole emotion, I guess.
Yeah. But it's not just museums, because the article also says trips to the supermarket are like visiting a nightclub as he hears electronic melodies while walking down every aisle. So kind of walking down, seeing all the brightly colored packages of food, it must be like going to a big dance party. We also see the word aisle here. The aisle is an empty space between rows of things. So in a supermarket, it's the empty spaces between the shelves of food. You also get aisles in a theater between rows of seats and on an airplane between the seats. So an aisle seat is the seat next to the aisle, this gap between the different sets of seats or in a supermarket shelves.
All right, so next, the article goes on to say, Harbison even uses the process in reverse.Translating popular songs into colorful paintings. Oh, so this is quite interesting because here he uses this in reverse. And in reverse just means to go the other way or go the opposite way. So it's just like when you're driving a car. If you want to go forward, you put the car in drive. If you want to go backwards, you put the car in reverse. So instead of going to a place, looking at something and hearing colors, he hears songs and changes that into a painting or an art.
Yeah, he might hear some, you know, hear some classical music and go, okay, this is what it looks like. This is what this piece of music looks like, which again, sounds really cool. So we already know he's a musician, but so he's obviously an artist as well as a musician. And as the article goes on to say, he's more than that as well. He's not just entertaining, he's trying to help people. The article says, inspired by how the device has improved his life, he's encouraging others to get in on the act. So if you're inspired, that means you're filled with the desire or the need to do something. So this experience has made him think, wow, this is so great. You know, I don't just want to enjoy it. I want to share it. I want to help other people. He's inspired. He's filled with desire. And we also see the phrase get in on the act. And you can say get in on with other things like get in on the fun. But it means to join in or participate or be a part of something. So, for example, when I saw some of my friends enjoying the game, I wanted to get in on the fun. So this person wants to join in. And Harbison wants other people to get in on the act, which means enjoy the things he's enjoying.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see some examples. So in 2010, Harbison founded the Cyborg Foundation, a group that encourages people to improve and extend their senses by adding technology to their bodies, with the hope that they can also enjoy an enhanced version of reality. So he created this Cyborg Foundation, and a foundation is kind of like a charity or an organization that gives or collect money to be used for a specific purpose. So, for example, the Make-A-Wish Foundation was created to help children grant one wish, with children with life-threatening diseases, one wish.
And we saw cyborg in the first part of today's article is the kind of combination of human and machine, like a robot. So this Cyborg Foundation is for other people who might want to have robotic, or not just have, maybe need, robot parts in their bodies. Mm-hmm. And he wants people to do that to improve and extend their senses. So if you extend something, you either make it longer or bigger, or you stretch it out to its full length. So he's thinking, you know, humans, normal humans, we don't see the full extent. We don't see the most our senses can do. So by using robotics, these cybernetics, you know, these machine parts in our body, we can experience more than we could just with our normal senses. We are extending them.
Mm-hmm. So with this, by adding this kind of technology to their bodies, he's hoping that everyone can have an enhanced version of reality. So enhanced just means to make it more like visual, or to make it more sensual. You can feel the senses a bit more. So he hopes that people can, like people like that, they can have a more, I guess, a better understanding of what this type of sense should be, like what this touch or what this feel or what this scent
to kind of fully experience everything in a better way. We also see the word version, and a version is like a variation or a type of something. So you could talk about a story. It could have a movie version and a book version, and they could be a little different. You could say the movie version wasn't as good as the book, so you could maybe say the book was better. So here we're looking at a enhanced version of reality, which means kind of like a better kind of reality, more interesting, with more experiences. You know, the version for people with this kind of technology is better than if you're just a normal person without it.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely like to try this technology that Harbison has, because it definitely would be interesting, like you said, with the screen painting. I wonder what that would sound like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something you think, well, I have, just like we could not explain to him what a color is, I'm not sure if he could explain to us what a color sounds like. So it's kind of like he's gone from, you know, not being able to understand something to understanding something maybe better than normal people can. And who knows, maybe this is the future. These kind of like cyborgs, these people with robot parts, maybe this is what humans will be like in 100 years. I mean, if you watch any kind of science fiction movies, you know, you see a lot of this stuff in the kind of imaginary future. So maybe this is just, you know, the first of many.
Right. So it's kind of like scary thing. Like when we look at science fiction movies, we're like, oh, or human robot. But can that become in actual reality.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we will be right back.
好，来，我们继续来看看他怎么样的听见声音。那当然，这边说到了他听见声音的理由是因为他有一个装置。那这个装置呢，在他身上，他就可以怎么办？他说他常常去参观博物馆，然后聆听所谓的经典名作，像毕卡索还有其他艺术家的经典名作。不过大家都要注意留意到我们用到引号的那个 hear， 记得是听而不是看。好，那再来要提到他也可以去超市，他上超市感觉就像是去夜店一样，因为呢他在逛那个超市的走道的时候，好，走道这个字是 aisle， 他在逛走道的时候呢，他都会听到那种电子的旋律啊。他还说呢， Harbison 他甚至于会怎么样，uses the process in reverse. In reverse 是代表颠倒过来，他甚至于会用逆向操作这样子的一个流程。他把这种流行音乐都转换成了色彩丰富的画作，这跟他欣赏画听到声音刚好是相反的。好，再来，下面这边又说到他用 inspire 来开头，记得哦，这是过去分词哦。好，这个过去分词讲到说他受到什么的启发呢？他因为这个装置改善了他的生活方式，那从这当中他受到启发。好，那所以他就怎么样？他现在也鼓励别人一起 get in on the act， 也就是一起来加入他，加入这个活动。在2010年的时候呢， Harbison 他就成立了一个所谓的 Cyborg Foundation， 半机械人基金会。然后呢，这个团体就是要鼓励大家应该用这种身体上我们加上一个科技的发明，然后来改进来延伸他们的感觉能力。好，我们注意一下这边哦，前面这里有一个片语，在逗点后面他提到 with the hope that， 我们应该把它当作片语来背。With hope 加 that 再加子句，就表示说，诶，有什么样的期许，有什么样的希望，希望后面这件事情能成真，希望他们也能够享受到一个这样的世界。什么样的世界？ An enhanced version of reality， 就像是一个加强版的真实世界。
Okay, that's the end of today's article about a man who hears color. Really interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.And I think it's great that he's creating a foundation to help other people with maybe, disabilities、mm-hmm. or who are also experiencing the same thing. So it's really great that he not only is helping himself, but he's also helping other people.
Yeah, you imagine, I mean, not just colorblind, but actually blind people. You know,、mm-hmm. maybe they could get the similar kind of devices, you know, these kind of、headphones or eyeborg devices, which will help them see, not just see colors, but straight up see.
Right.
Okay, that's all we got time for. So from Pat
and Tiffany,
we will see you guys next time from English Digest. Bye-bye.
Bye.